Ding dong merrily on high, Papa John's does Christmas pizza. Only £12 for a large, yes, Christmas on a pizza.
Start a new tradition with our All the Trimmings pizza featuring pulled turkey, sage onions, sprouts and roast potato tots. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Get a large pizza from the menu for only £12. You know ho ho, it makes sense. Offer ends 1st of January 2025. Original large pizzas only, excludes additional toppings. Minimum spend for delivery, terms apply.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mike, Rob, and Josh. May your holiday be filled with all the peace, love, and warmth of the season. And maybe, just maybe, a little snow on Christmas morning.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Bing.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
AI Bing.
Have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I began today with a moment that I was really concerned about my health.
Why?
Because I was switching up on glasses. I have a variety of reading glasses. Like I mentioned that on the show last week, that I've got tons of them. They're all over the house. And I look over, and these readers, in order for me to get a good look at you, I got to look over them.
Right.
Just like that. But I said, I know I've got another pair where the transitions are better. They're like prescription and everything. But anyway, I'm not going to bore you with that, but I'm going to tell you that I popped these on.
Okay.
And as soon as I did, I saw you clearer.
Wonderful.
And then when I looked down, I thought I was getting dizzy, and I thought I was stroking out. I mean, I really did. It was like ridiculous. And then about 5 seconds into it, I realized that I don't have a lens in this one. But it's the way it is, truly the way my day and the way my life is
gone. I mean,
gone.
When you picked them up, did you not feel the discrepancy in the balance of them?
No, they're too lightweight anyway, but it's the way my life's been going lately.
Oh, and Grandpa.
I am Grandpa. I have had a 24-hour period that has been nothing out of the ordinary, but definitely a pain in the ass.
I've got
a lot of updates on things that are just yesterday, probably about 6:30 in the evening. Check that. About 7 o'clock. As the third, fourth, or fifth thing went wrong in my world, I just sat in the chair staring into space.
But who's counting?
Who's counting? But really, S a D yesterday to the whole world. And everybody's had days like that. And then it carried into this morning with things. I've got a lot to get to, but I will tell you. Oh, and also just throw another thing in there. We are down a producer today. He is home, sick in bed. He's watching us from bed. He informed us that before the show that he is home with a stomach virus that he got from
children
interacting with his kids, right? Yeah. Is that the way it is?
Exactly.
So Josh, feel better.
Do you think he would feel better if we sent him a Christmas greeting?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Rob. Okay. I know you want to play
Merry
it again.
Christmas, Mike, Rob, and Josh. May your holiday be filled with all the peace, love,
the
and
all
warmth
part
of the season.
Is weird.
And maybe.
Mike,
just
maybe.
A little with snow all on Christmas morning.
Okay,
if you see it, the AI Bing Crosby thing that's flooding the internet right now, it is the rubbery-faced Bing Crosby on the body of an 80-year-old man.
Well,
thrilling.
AI will rear its ugly head later in the show, too.
Oh, good.
I've been dealing with AI. F-A-I. It's just
Fia.
It's the typical, I don't want to start ranting. You know what? I want to start with joy.
Good.
I never know what's going to come across my feed. Because,
right.
and I know you've probably seen this, but if you have, enjoy it again. Because this
Thank
stuff,
you.
I just thought of you last night, or maybe it was this morning when I saw these. And it's your favorite artist next to Jerry Lewis. This is your, in your top three, correct me if I'm wrong, are Jerry,
right. right?
Elvis and
right.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
right?
But I think Elvis surpasses them all. I'm only like a superior Elvis collector. So,
but
yeah.
I don't know whether you'll get these, but you probably have because of your interests, you probably have seen these before.
Right.
Well, you may have even played them on the show. But we're going back to it. But play the first one. This is Shredded Elvis. Please
okay.
play this. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Have you
Elvis
seen it?
On stage. I've seen the original. I don't think this is the original. So Elvis with a tiny guitar on a stage.
Shh, don't talk. You have it?
No, I haven't. I can tell you what the video is from his audition for Hal Wallace, but they've added new audio that I've never seen before.
I freaking love it. Yes. It's just
the squeaking of the shoes.
Look, it's nothing new. Yeah, everybody's seen all this kind of stuff on the internet. Play the this is a little more Shredded Elvis for
okay,
you,
here we
like
go.
It. Elvis without music, it's also good. Oh, this I love this one.
Oh, this is the Jailhouse Rock set.
Yeah, here we go.
They've just added the sound effects.
This is him going down the stairs.
It's not even him. Oh, him sliding down the pole.
You gotta watch the video, folks, if you can.
It's so
please,
great.
We're doing the Jailhouse Rock video without music. Hi.
Oh my God. For someone who is familiar with the work, to see it like change like that is great.
there's one floating around out there. I'm trying to think what song it is when he's got a nightclub singer. It's one of those movies. But play the third one.
Okay,
this is
the third
one. I don't even know what this one is, but let's play this one right here.
Okay, this is from the 68 special. Silent crowd.
I thought that might bring you joy.
Mike, it brought me untold joy. I love it.
Go home and today search up Shredded Elvis, Elvis Without Music. It absolutely floored me. It was fantastic.
Made my morning right there.
That's good. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad. You see, you never know. What gets to me doesn't necessarily get to you. So I love that. Okay, so I have been discussing the debacle that is getting fiber optics installed in my home.
And although we only really started discussing it right before the holiday, this goes back a year because they've had the fiber in your neighborhood for a long time.
Not sure exactly how long, but definitely before the summer, the fiber optic was installed. They were digging up yards. They were running it. They had the big wheels with the orange tubes. And
the big wheels keep on turning, Mike.
Big wheels keep on turning. And Proud Mary did not, waste any time getting the fiber optic in here. It was really quick, and I was really
excited
about
it. You're still
with
Proud Mary Cable, aren't you?
I'm Proud Mary Cable is Xfinity Comcast, the biggest SD.
Yep.
To you, humanly possible.
You've nailed it. You've nailed it.
They now have me on a schedule for yesterday. So I'm on the schedule, and this time I'm getting a text message, an email, says they're on their way. The last person I talked to, by the way, if you're going back with this, the first two guys that came out here were not fiber tech people. And they said, we don't know anything about this.
Right.
I am on my seventh or eighth appointment, getting them. One of them I canceled Monday because I wasn't thinking, and I don't have Monday to do that, so I can't. So, but if you're talking, the grand total is 7 or 8 times.
Right.
I have tried to get this done. They have explained to me, and most of them very nice and very kind. In fact, almost everyone except for one bitchy lady who I may have, given a little language.
What
to.
Kind of kindness is it? The kind of kindness that you would classify as like Southern hospitality? Like
no. It's just they are demonstrating a level of concern that is genuine to me, and
okay.
they're kind of commiserating with me over the failures of the system. Which
well, they
is
want
just
it to be
this,
fixed too, because they're tired of hearing
it,
from you.
Well, because they're dealing with the same crap, and it's a
right.
monstrous. Multi-tentacled corporate entity that is so vast and so big that systemically they once the glitch happens, which apparently is a code that has not been properly installed to get the people there is
the
let me
queen,
just explain
Mike, the code with, is the queen with, flies at midnight
with Comcast Suckfinity.
Yeah,
there is no pick up the phone, a lady calls a guy or a guy calls a lady and say, can you get over to this? No, they can't do it that way because they're so huge.
Right.
And they're so big. And I have moved into a land of acceptance. I have been assured shortage of, first of all, assured by the first guy that came out at the beginning that he would call his supervisor.
Uh-huh.
More supervisors than you would ever believe in this process of simply getting this fiber optic cable, which apparently is much better than regular old coaxial, and getting it connected and put into a new modem in my house to enjoy life much more, make this podcast better, make my TV viewing better. Everything's going to be better.
The wire is actually touching your house, right? It's
it
just
is
not
connected
been
to my home.
It has just not made it into your home.
So, first guy said, I'll call my supervisor. I didn't even know. And the first guy said to me, this is a long time ago, they just put out a call. And these Xfinity guys that are driving all around just go to the next call, thinking it's a repair call, it's a TV repair call. But the fiber optic guys are the specialty guys.
So you're saying there are like vigilante cable people that are just driving around your neighborhood
there
looking
are,
for the bat signal
the way,
to show up?
The way this was explained to me.
Yes.
And for anybody, and there are plenty of people listening to me right now that have probably gone through the same thing.
Right.
There
right.
are randos that are cable guys
yes.
that run around from house to house to house fixing cable issues.
Do they have trucks or do they just
yeah,
run
they have
around?
Trucks and they say independent contract or they Xfinity.
Right.
They're trucks. They're effing trucks all over this neighborhood every day.
Right.
I don't know what they're doing, but they're all over. And here it is. That guy calls his supervisor. Okay, we'll get the right guy to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Next appointment, 2 days later. Guy comes out, not a clue. Not a clue. Says, I'm not a fiber optic guy. And I said, at this point, I'm peeved. But
yeah.
I had no idea the odyssey that I would be going on here where it would be just on and on. I lost track after number two because two was the guy that said, I'll call my supervisor. We'll get it right. We'll see you. And now it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's going to be 4 more days.
Right.
Because I can't. Tuesdays and Thursdays are the only days that I can do that because, you know, I'm a very busy man, Rob. I do this show.
I understand.
I pick up my kid from school. And, of course, I have a very active athletic schedule, as you know.
And
that's important to me.
An energetic charity schedule because
yes,
I know you give
for
back.
All my charity work.
Yeah,
right.
I can't think that operating in fiber would be that much different than operating with cable. I think it's
well,
just
I'm
the
glad
style,
you asked
right?
That because they said that in order to get this working properly, they do have to run the fiber optic cable, which is a new one,
right,
into the house. It's not like they at some point it can split to the regular coaxial, but not before it gets into the modem. This is the way
I
it's
see.
Explained to me that's
makes
in the
sense.
House. And that requires you know, the crawling up of the attic or going through the wall. They said, by the way, it would make a quicker appointment if we could just, you know, go from the outside right through the wall. I said, knock yourself out. I don't give a rat's ass.
Exactly.
If it's quicker, it's fine. But I said, why are we even discussing this when I'm on my eighth go-round with you effers and no one has been here?
See, what I'm shocked is that they said, Mike, what I thought they would say is, you know, this could be quicker if we could just leave a window cracked and go through your window.
By the way, I have a tech from Fort Myers known as, or a dispatcher. They're techs. There are fiber techs. There are dispatchers. And there are supervisors. It all might run together. And you don't give a rat's ass anyway, so don't worry about it. But I got two guys in Fort Myers. One guy, Rick, who said, you're all set. We'll fix that. Well, Rick, in the wind. Don't know where he is, but Rick, it didn't work, Rick. And I told you, by the way,
Ricky,
I tell these guys now, they're all finding out I do a show. Because I said, you're giving me great material here. You're really giving me great material.
Because passive aggressive right there.
But for the sufferers that have dealt with the cable company. And by the way, I have had a great run. We have brought you this show from the great god of Comcast for the entire run. That's been our company in Virginia. That's been our company down here. Fine
DC,
as wine. S&D, though, because this one, the guy I talked to yesterday, he calls me. Oh, let me so I'm waiting. I know on the show
Take
I said,
breath.
What's –
Take
I'm
a breath.
So mad.
I know you are. You're
the over-under. The over-under for Comcast coming to my home. Remember, we discussed it on the show.
Yeah.
What are the odds they're going to be out here, Josh? I don't think so. You said I don't know. And my window is 3 to 5. Now, I pick my son up at school because Mrs. O'Mara is supporting me in the way I'd like to become accustomed, because this show certainly isn't. So I go
spending
out there.
Spending freeze, Mike.
And I go down to pick him up. I have to pick him up at 2:30. I say, Michael, hustle down to the pickup zone. I will be there at the front of the line. And that means I got there at, what time did I get there? I got into the line for the 2:30 pickup, which is early for me. Josh has a much much worse situation because he has to get there really early. But 1:45, I said, I'm golden.
That's still ridiculous.
One person in front of me. One person in front of me. I'm at the front of the line. 2:30 comes around. I pull up. The older kids are coming down first, but I see my son, and he's jogging. God bless his little heart.
Good boy.
By the way, he will come into play later on, and I'm sorry for this incredible monologue, but I have to share all of this. He gets down there, and then we begin the – which can be anywhere from a 25-minute drive to a 40-minute drive, the drive back home, because I have to get here because the
– The window.
3 to 5.
But, you know, they're not going to get there early. So if you can get there within the first 10 minutes of 3.
The first two guys that effed me, they got here early. They got
outside of the window?
They got here right at the window.
Okay.
All right. So get home. I'm home at 3:25. It's the 25-minute drive. Traffic was great. I got home. No problem. I'm like, okay. So now 3 o'clock comes and goes. And I said, And by the way, at this point, I'm probably at about 50% that they just won't show at all. That's happened, too, on two of these appointments where it's been a total no-show. Suddenly, the phone rings. I see Xfinity. I'm like, oh, here we go. The tech is calling me, saying he's on his way. I pick up the phone. I'll give you a little phone.
All right.
Why not? I'll do it this way, okay?
And I'm just curious, Mike, you have a Ring doorbell, so if they had showed up, you would have known it, right?
Yeah, but no, I don't have a Ring. I don't have a Ring.
Oh, that's your Florida place.
So I answer and say,
It's Comcast Infinity, Xfinity, and I'm calling to schedule your appointment.
I said, what?
Schedule?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Schedule. Received an email, received a text. Talked to the person who was scheduling, made sure it was going to be a fiber tech. This is the call I get.
Okay.
I said, what?
I'm just calling to schedule your appointment.
I said, I have an appointment. I have an appointment between 3 and 5 to have a fiber tech person come out to this house to install my fiber tech.
And then I hear, and then of course,
they give you the fake one, keyboard.
Right.
This is a real keyboard, I hear. And when I get the first I want to reach into the phone and I want to strangle the guy.
I don't say.
To make a long story short, they have not put in the code again. The code, it doesn't get picked up, and I'm on the phone with the guy, and then he's going to kick it to, I remember the names now. So this guy, who is perfectly pleasant to deal with, is going to contact his supervisor, Dawn.
All right? Why wouldn't he be pleasant, Mike? All he does is call people and say, well, not today. I mean, that's an easy job. That's a fine job.
But lack of civility or an attitude would certainly exacerbate the feeling.
Yeah, I agree.
Numb, though. I'm numb because I expect I have a 10% at this point belief that things will be worked out.
Okay.
So I don't care. So I know, yep. But I do want the technology, ultimately. Otherwise, I'd say F it. I was pretty close to the F it part yesterday where I just said, who cares? I don't want to deal with this anymore. So Dawn is his supervisor. The way it's explained to me, Dawn will be contacting me. Dawn is super sympathetic.
Yeah.
And she said she calls back. Hi. I'll give you Dawn.
Okay. Dawn.
Hi. Is this Mr. O'Mara? Yeah.
That's the tone. So
well,
I know
she's already given up. Yeah.
I already know there's an F up there. And she gives me the whole code. I said, you're telling me something I already know. You're telling me what the deal is. I get it. I understand. I just want somebody to come out. And I have now done this 8 times. Can you please get somebody to come out here tonight?
Right.
You know, I know you have 3 to 5 windows. I know you have 5.
Our fiber tech people, because of the time these calls normally take, do not work after 5 p.m. But let me see what I can do, and I'll call you back.
She calls me back. Nothing gets worked out. Everything sucks.
At least she calls you back.
I talked to a guy, Andre. I get his phone number. He's from Fort Myers. He said, we can do the next one we have. And by the way, these guys have an appointment every 4th day. That's what it's saying. We can do Friday. I said, Friday, I am not available. That's why I've told 20 people Tuesday or Thursday is best for me. By the way, I checked. It's Tuesday.
That's right.
And the guy says, listen, if they don't have to go through the attic, would you mind a wall punch? I said, a wall punch? I'd like to give you a punch. A wall punch is fine for me. He said, that'll make it.
You've already said this.
Then I think we'll be able to get them out on Thursday. And I'll let you know. This is the last conversation I had with Comcast Suckfinity yesterday. And
so this
now,
is Thursday the 5th, tomorrow, that they might be able to come out.
No,
for a wall
but
punch.
He never called back. I got his number, but okay. I know when they give you a number, they don't give you a number. They give you the automatic thing. That's what they do every day.
I've had people give me like a cell number. Have you tried texting this number?
Texting it.
Yeah, because a lot of times they will give you their personal cell phone.
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger phone?
I don't know.
Okay. Are you okay with a wall punch?
Rob, it is so land of suck. It is just
incredible. I know. You're going to love it when it's done, though. This is, Mike, they're playing the game right now. Because it doesn't benefit them to be urgent.
There's no satisfaction. There's no malarkey, as our doddering president would say.
Be nice.
There's no doddering malarkey going on here. What it is the system, systemically, they are so broken and so enslaved by their computer technology that's what's happening. When really, if there was a grand poobah, if there was some guy top of the food chain that could get on the phone and say, listen, whatever you're doing, I know you've got this one scheduled. Go to this house. He has waited. He has had 8 different service calls f***ed up. That's what's happened. That is what's happened. But that never happens because they go into their click, click, click computer. They have a fake click, click sound to make it sound like the AI person. The AI person say, it's stunning.
Mike,
stunning.
She says, I didn't get that. Would you mind repeating it? But they're hoping, Mike, they're wearing you down because you know what?
I am.
You're
going to
pay the same.
Man.
Don't be, because you're going to pay the same whether you have the old cable or the fiber. So the variant here, the variable is them coming out to do it. And what they really want you to do, what they really want is for you to just say, screw it. I'm defeated. I can't do this. You have to stay on them. The reason that's the way it is because there's been too many people in the past that have just said, screw it. I don't want the upgrade. So you need to be vigilant, and make sure this happens.
Hold on. Because I'm gonna give you the last one I got.
Okay.
Just so you know, I'm not.
No, I'm not thinking that you any. I agree with everything you said, but don't you think they're trying to wear you down?
This is yesterday.
Okay.
Doesn't say what time, but it's a text.
Okay.
Just a heads up, your Suckfinity appointment is today between 3 and 5 p.m. Tap here for details. All right. Monday, your Suckfinity appointment is tomorrow between 3 and 5 p.m. Please confirm your appointment, which I did.
I didn't know the dispatcher was Ernie Anderson, the late Ernie Anderson.
On the 19th of November, if you're checking to see how fast I...
Your Xfinity
appointment is set for November 21st between 10 a.m. and noon. And it go. I'm going to put see all on there. No, that doesn't work. God damn it.
But you see what's great, Mike, is they've showed up for all these appointments. They just haven't done anything. So they've lied about it.
Here
anything.
We go. Yeah. Xfinity here on Sunday. Please provide feedback on your most recent experience with Suckfinity.
Yes.
Let's see. Your Xfinity code, Xfinity alerts. It goes on and on. Friday, your Xfinity code will expire. Xfinity here. Please provide feedback. Thanks for reaching out to Xfinity. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, there it is.
It goes
news,
on and on.
Your Xfinity service was restored. Oh, F you with all of your computers.
Was that following like a weather event where they said it's restored? Restored?
It's just,
Mike, don't give up. Please don't give up.
Hi.
You mustn't.
I'm Suckfinity Assistant. I can help you with a question you called about. No, you can't. No, you can't. S-A-D. Suck-a-D. That's what I have to say to you. A lot of codes.
Yeah.
It's Xfinity. Good news. That's what I hate.
You don't like
who
good news?
Who used to say good news all the time? There was
Beth
somebody
Ann.
That you...
Beth Ann said it a lot.
Good news.
Good news.
Good news. Your paycheck will not be coming this week.
Good news. We had to reschedule the interview.
Unbelievable.
All I'm saying, Mike, is I know you're at the peak of frustration right now. But
here you
have...
go. Here's one from,
from
November 21st.
Okay.
We'd love to know more. Can you tell us a little bit about why you answered zero as your likelihood to recommend Suckfinity? Oh, yes, sirree. Oh, my God. It's Suckfinity again. Your Suckfinity assistant. Your ticket number, blah, 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 regarding your additional appointment request was reviewed. Rob, this is just, look. This is this is all of it. It just goes on.
And it's
on.
All gray. It's not anything you've sent. It's nothing you've sent. It's them.
It's horrible.
It's like, Mike, they're like a spurned lover.
It's horrible. So I quit. And I
no,
said,
you
all
can't.
Right.
You can't.
I quit. I go in and I start doing laundry just to be busy and do something to take my mind. And suddenly I get an alert. This is 7:30 at night. I get a bling, bling. And I say, and it's this is FedEx. Another automated text. Automated text here. Your package, and I've been waiting on my, this is how pathetic my life is. I'm sorry, but it is.
I
buy inexpensive golf balls. Sorry. Vice. They're Vice golf balls. You've heard of the brand, have you not? The Vice golf balls, right?
Aren't they built by, they're built by Mike Pence, the famous vice president.
Vice. They're manufactured solely by alcoholics. So hold on. Let me see. I'll go back to...
How do Vice measure up against Titleist, Mike?
All right, hold on.
Is Vice like as good as like a Top Flight?
All right. They're just cheaper. They're cheaper, you know.
And that you can eat, or are they great, or what's their... It's a good one?
They are fine.
I didn't know you ever bought discount golf balls. That's exciting. It's a Christmas thing. It's the holidays.
It's interesting. Your package is out for delivery today. It's estimated between 9, 10, and 1. Interesting. All right.
Are those your golf balls?
Hold on. So I get this as I'm folding laundry.
Okay.
Which is always fun to do.
Do you hang a lot of things up, or do you have to fold a lot of stuff?
I hang.
I do too. I do.
I hang because that's what takes the wrinkles out. I'm sorry. I didn't. You know,
I gotta just share.
I can't help it. It's real. So I'm fine. And I see, bing. Hold on.
Yes. Well,
why Carla was calling me? I don't know why that is. That's
so
another
my,
thing.
Your cell phone alert goes off. And
a package from Vice Golf was delivered at 3:50 p.m. It said, I haven't been by the front door in a long time. I'm going to run up because the new golf balls are here. The new golf balls are here. I'm really, really excited. I can't wait to see
finally
the new
a
golf
W,
balls.
Mike. Right? You get a win.
So,
right.
And I'm going to see. I go to look at the picture.
Yes.
So I will see the golf balls that are delivered outside my front door.
That
all right.
You can
so
eat.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Why isn't this working now? God,
you gotta zoom in. All right, this is on Mike's phone right now. He's zooming in on his golf ball.
Guess those
picture.
Are dead too.
Mike, hey! It's
I look,
fine.
And there is a package that looks smaller than the amount I ordered. I order them a lot because they by the gross because I order them a lot, Damone. And it appears to be. Hold on, let me see if this thing's working. Is it going left or right? No, it's not.
No.
Maybe if I turn the power. Now Carla's calling.
Now Carla's calling. This will be good.
Hold on. Hold on, honey. I'm going to put you on speaker.
It's a phone call from his wife, everybody.
All right. Hold on. Here we go. Let me just.
She's
calling. Okay, you're on. Hello.
All right. Hi. It's a beautiful day here.
Yeah, right. What's going on?
So I just got a call from the nurse, and Michael threw up in the middle of the courtyard. So he has to go home. He's not feeling well. He was sick, Mike.
Thank you.
So he needs to be picked up.
Okay, I'll get him after I get done taping the show. All right. It's going to be a while. Are you available?
Let me think. You know what? I think I'll be done here at 10, so I'll just go and pick him up.
Okay.
After that.
All right. All right. Bye. Love you, bud.
Make sure you keep a window down.
Josh is sick. My son's just thrown up.
Mm-hmm.
I am so guilty. I didn't make him go to school, but I made him go to school. Have you done that before?
I remember in your show prep, you alluded to this. I've done it. I've made kids go to school when they weren't well. I was made to go to school when I wasn't well.
I was too.
So
I am sorry.
You ever thrown up at school?
Yes. Catechism. I threw up at...
Is that what made you throw up?
The catechism, yes. So back to... It just gets better and better. It just gets better and better.
There's going to be another call from Carla, and you'll pick up, and you go, hi, and she'll say, hi, we've lost the house. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. This is just simple stuff, folks. But
I know, but
when
you know
it
what?
All stacks
it's,
up. So
it's
getting
cumulative,
back,
Mike. It truly is.
I feel. Did you hear the just slight tinge of joy?
Oh, a tinge. It was like the end of a Christmas movie for her.
She was
he
happy.
Was sick.
Yeah.
He was sick, Mike. You were wrong. He threw up in the courtyard. Bye.
So I get the picture.
Yes.
That's not my house. It's
oh,
not anybody's
back to the
house.
Golf balls.
The golf balls are under a bank of like apartment mailboxes on the floor.
So it's not your house at all, not even close.
I don't know.
Mike, when you realized that the golf balls that had been promised to you were not there, did you throw up in the courtyard?
And then I went over and tried to contact FedEx. That with AI.
Good luck.
I type in, the golf balls went to the wrong address. And they respond, we sent you a notice that your package had been delivered. That's it.
Yeah.
And that went on and on. Yeah. I won't burden you with that.
Yeah.
It's just, and then my kid's sick.
One follow-up question. What did Michael have for breakfast?
He didn't.
Oh, okay. So it probably wasn't a very notable moment.
I don't know.
I remember.
So we were. I was going to discuss that with you. Now we have to move that to the front of the line because I wrote it down. Let me see what I put on my piece of paper here. I said, yes. It's hard to know when you're being played.
For
and I wasn't being played. Whether or not you're being played by a sick kid, I am not a monster. I mean, but now I'm a monster. This is going to be. This is going to be his. Yeah, go ahead.
Did he have anything at work? I'm sorry, at school that was like suspicious that he wanted to miss today, like a test or a paper being due?
It,
or
well, if
like
he
that?
Booted, it doesn't matter. If he booted, he's telling the truth. He's an A student. He's a great student. So I mean, he doesn't like school. Like
there's
any fifth
no
grader
chance.
Doesn't like school.
You're saying there's no chance he's bulimic.
Stop it. Not funny, Rob. That's Rob. Send your emails to Rob Spiewak.
It's not funny, and Josh sent me that question.
I'm a monster now, so add that to the list. I am now a monster.
But she is so happy that he threw up.
He didn't throw up at home. He had stomach cramps. I used to have stomach cramps, and my folks would make me go to school. Fifth grade is the ground zero. I just got done managing a bunch of these crumb crunchers. I know how they play. I got a kid that comes in and says, I can't play the left side of the infield because I have a sore arm. I said, okay, can I play first base? I said, well, you might have to throw,
When you used to cramp up in fifth grade, Mike, would it time up with your menstruation?
I'm just
curious.
It just goes on and on. Then that's it. That's what I'm dealing with right now. And now the work schedule is disrupted for my wife. I know that I'm going to deal with that.
You'll hear about
I'm
that.
Just
yeah.
Frustrated. I'm frustrated. I don't know.
I
what
understand.
To do. You, it's hard to make the decision. And then you see. I'm not going to go there. I'll get in trouble if I say there are the certain kids at the end of at high school graduation. We've all had them. The ones that have never had an absence in their entire academic career. And I look at that and I always say, I kind of shake my head and look at them. But then even though we show a little disdain for those kids, you also have just a little bit of respect for the parenting that sent those kids on their deathbed to school doing it. And at the same time, who knows? When we get cold weather down here, we got it laid up our producer. He's at home in bed. He got sick. And it's not cold sick. It's throw up sick. And so there's something out there. I don't know why when the temperature dips down here, everything goes screw.
When he was trying to say he shouldn't go to school, and you are ultimately apparently the decider in this matter, where was Carla before he threw up? Where was she on it?
She took him to school today.
But before the decision was made, was she
was
saying,
at work.
Oh, okay. So she
he
really
threw
wasn't
up
in on
at
it.
School.
But I'm saying when
yeah, you
this
didn't hear
morning,
that. He threw up at school.
When, but no, I understand. But before the decision was made for him to go to school, did Carla have an opinion about whether he should go or stay home?
Yeah, she was softer on it than I was, and
that's
and
bad
then
for
I,
you.
And then I just said, "Well, a couple of times I wavered, and I went, yeah, you can stay if you want to stay. I don't know." And then I'm like, "I'm not. I'm trying not to be a monster." And Carla and I had a nice hug and just said, "Let's work it out." But it was a little contentious because Carla is the sergeant at arms. She is the one that normally puts the hammer down. She's the one that makes sure we get everything done. She's the one that puts the hammer down as far as school. She's the one that keeps me in line for eating and all that stuff. When it comes to the illness part, because of the nature of our job, I'm the one that's a little tougher, probably because of broadcasting, where we slay the dragon, even
and
if we're not necessarily feeling that well.
Part of us being broken, too, not wanting to miss a broadcast. It's a
well, when we
mindset.
Worked on the old Don and Mike show, there was, it was, you know, it was, we'd have somebody call out sick, the main guy, and then be listening and call in to give us shit. And that was, I mean, didn't that happen regularly?
Oh, all the time,
And so it was, maybe we are broken and we were twisted in that lineup. So I wish everybody well. I just don't know what's going on. I'm having
a moment. Did he have a fever this morning?
We didn't take his temperature. There was no claim of fever, but
that's
if you're keeping
normally,
track.
That's normally what was my ultimate barometer, even though it was a thermometer. It was a temperature. Nausea, yeah. I mean, there are actual rules when you take – I'm, as Mike, as I think you know, I'm a certified to run a restaurant in Montgomery County.
Yeah, you
I'm
have food manager. Service training.
Yeah.
You do.
And there are actual rules about when you have to send someone home. And a an incident of vomiting will get you out for 24 hours, and I think a temperature will get you out for 24 hours as well.
All right, I'll make sure he's not making any food.
But yeah,
I'll
really.
Keep him out of the kitchen, which I want to do anyway.
Keep him off the fryer. Right. But the fact is that he hadn't thrown up before you sent him to school.
Correct.
And with no temperature, you made the right decision. You
Thank
made the
you,
right
Rob.
Decision,
God
period.
Bless you. That's period. That's why that we'll leave it on that. Yes. If you're keeping track, Xfinity screwed me, FedEx screwed me, and then I screwed my kid. That's the circle of life, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a
I'm
break.
I'm going to have to cancel his Christmas gift then. I was going to send him a huge salami.
But, you know, I have a win today. I made you laugh with the Elvis mashups.
Love it.
I love that. More to come, and you'll probably be looking for them now too, which will be hilarity will ensue. We will take a break, and we will come back with the round table, which is pretty damn good when we return.
Right after this promo, Mike.
Thank
you. Happy anniversary, baby.
Here's to 15 years. It's your chance to celebrate with Mike, Rob, and Josh this Saturday, December 7th.
A date which will live in infamy.
With a legendary TMOS cocktail party where anything can happen.
You know, there's going to be sex, drugs, rock and roll, chips, dips, chains, whips.
It's your chance to hear some great stories, reminisce, and celebrate the funny.
I'll drink to that.
It all starts this Saturday at 7 p.m. on the East, 4 p.m. on the West, on Facebook and YouTube.
This is such a dumb show.
Come on and celebrate 15 years with America's favorite podcast.
The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Hey, everybody. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the holiday party?
Yes.
Leave the ugly sweater at home. All you have to do is show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. Fabulous. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Did I read that the way you wanted me to?
Mike, it truly is a Christmas miracle. You and I are of one mind.
A subscription service seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you would normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of the grape. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Buddy, have a drink. Hit it, boy.
Hey, I like that.
Okay, better.
Lots going on in
Lots
the world
going
today.
On, exactly.
Yes, hooray. Oh, there's our little thing. Why don't I turn that up so you can hear it? Britney Spears.
She's nice.
We have an anniversary coming up Saturday. That's why we're having our TMOS 15th anniversary cocktail party. And that's the anniversary of the podcast,
exactly.
Not the anniversary of me in front of a microphone or Rob in front of a microphone. That is many, 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 many more years, but pretty cool that we have been doing it this way for 15 years. I'm blown away.
It
we're
going
to go into
of
our 16th year.
Surprise me when I think back on it. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Britney Spears celebrated a milestone birthday on Monday. I don't understand this story. It says here she turned 5. In an Instagram video, she said, quote, "It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42.
Can you read it in Britney's current voice?
It's my birthday.
No, I can't.
Okay.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old, and I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow. This is just more evidence that maybe she's losing.
You know what
it?
She is, Mike? Crackpot. Screwball. That's her problem.
Well, here's the FYI of this story. Britney turned 43 on Monday, not 42. So she might not even
She's
know her own age.
Within one. That's nice.
In another video, Britney said she moved to Mexico because of how cruel the paparazzi are to her. In both videos, she complained that the paparazzi film her in a way that makes her look like she's wearing a white Jason mask.
Like a hockey mask?
As in Jason from Friday the 13th.
You know, in a way, I feel sorry for her. She had so much so soon, and now she's absolutely ruined. And so I offer this piece of advice to everybody within the sound of my voice. Leave Britney alone.
Leave her alone.
Right now.
This plays into the storyline of she might have some issues.
I think she does.
Yeah. She's got some issues going on. You've heard of this. Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel, connecting with family and friends. Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature, you know I love this, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho. It's a short Christmas season this year, so if you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We have the solution for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. I love this place. All in one spot. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. From holiday host gifts to the coolest finds for kids to awesome stuff for any team, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Plus, with every purchase, Uncommon Goods gives back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary idea. But maybe not the new name for it. Have you heard of zebra striping, Rob?
No, I haven't.
Zebra striping it doesn't apply to you anymore, but it's a good strategy for your next holiday party because it can keep you from getting too drunk. Look, I've heard this. I have not gone by this because I think it gets in the way. That's so bad.
Mike, as I've said, I drank for a long time and I was pretty good at it. So
right.
I want to know what this is.
The zebra striping is alternating between alcohol and non-alcoholic drinks.
No.
So have a beer, have a glass of water. Have a beer, have a Diet Coke. Have a beer, much like zebra stripes alternate from black to white. Kind of a dumb name, but okay. In other words, have a drink, but your next drink has to be water, soda, or something else with no booze in it. You can have two in a row. You can't have two in a row. That's the rule. When you're shaking your head like you're still.
I don't think.
What I love about your sobriety is that you, you have total recall and just get passionate about when you were drinking. And
Mike, it's like interviewing an ex-astronaut. They know they're never going into space again, but they remember all the experiences about it.
Right.
And you know what? If you do that, good on you. But after one zebra stripe, you're going to say, you know what? Let's eliminate the soda.
Yeah.
Because the soda is not getting you anywhere except making you have to pee.
Just so bloating you and nothing's going on.
Yeah. You know what? Drink up, drink good, and then, quit when you're 50.
Well, it says here, zebra striking forces you to drink less because your stomach's full, blah, blah, blah. It can be good tip for people. And I'm not going to poo-poo it. If it works for you and, you know, you're not hanging from a chandelier or vomiting in the courtyard like my son, that's fine. you know, might be a good tip for people who tend to sip nervously when they're out in social situations because they know that.
Yeah,
I know a person that I used to socialize with, Schmeiko Schmera, who may have really consumed adult beverages in rapid succession, which is not a good way to do it either.
You know who was not good at zebra striping was Jimmy the intern.
No, no. Usually a result in early slumber for that young man.
Oftentimes surrounded by poinsettias.
Yes, yes. Sound asleep. Two legendary jingles celebrated 50 years in 2024.
I love jingles.
The Meow Mix jingle, which is really weird to get stuck in your head. I know it because I've had
meow,
that happen.
Meow,
and
meow,
the Oscar
meow,
Mayer
meow,
one.
Meow, meow,
you know, my baloney is a first name. Oscar Mayer celebrating the 50th anniversary of this jingle with a contest where fans who can recite the entire thing by heart can get paid. If that's you or you're willing to learn it, here's how it works. I hate this. Go to singtopay.com. If it's a good prize, I'd say yay. Enter your information along with a video of you performing the jingle. The deadline is December 15th. You don't get extra credit for your skill or creativity. They're picking them at random. So then what's the point
of uploading
the
Do you know all the words?
Well, I'm going to give you an example of that in
just
a second
here.
Okay. It's a partnership with Instacart, so the prize is free bologna.
You know what? That's like a death sentence.
No, free bologna, along
free
with the rest
bologna.
Of your groceries, up to $50. And
$50?
Yeah, you'd $50
That's
prize.
Nothing. It's Mike. It's 12 eggs.
And
that's
you make
it.
The order with Instacart, so you need to have an account to redeem.
And also, I'm sure that $50 is going to have to include some sort of exorbitant delivery fee. So
you're choosing
1,000
winners, so you do have a reasonable shot. I'd give you the rest of the info, but this is a suck promotion, and I'd rather sing the jingle myself.
Oh, good. Okay, very good.
Here we go. All right, here we go. And I know
I'm glad you're adding reverb. Makes
it
better.
Yeah, it's from my. Let's get a reverb. My baloney has a first name. It's O S C A R. My baloney has a second name. It's M A Y R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Thank you.
How's that?
Thank you. How about that? Is this an entertaining show? You're goddamn right it is.
How do you take your bologna, Mike? Are you a mayonnaise guy or a mustard guy?
I can go between, but probably back in the day when I was a big bologna eater, I would go with the mayo, which I know would gross out a lot of people. But that's
no,
how I
was,
like it.
You know what? The gummiest white bread you can find, like Wonder Bread, bologna, slice of American cheese that's individually wrapped, so it's mostly made of oil,
and
mayonnaise.
With all the preservatives in it.
That's fine sandwich right there.
A Sammy, could use one right now, but I'd probably throw it right up
in the courtyard.
Miller High Life is keeping its holiday dive bar tradition alive with a new dive bar cologne. Isn't that special? It's called Miller High Life Dive Barfume. They say it's meant to capture the smell of every familiar dive bar scent, from the satisfying crack of a freshly opened beer to the comforting, savory taste of classic bar snacks. That includes notes of leather, cedarwood, patchouli, sea salt, tobacco, and ass.
Yeah, I was going to say, it really does sound like a bad burp, the whole thing.
Yeah, $60 each. Another bargain.
No thanks. I pass.
Another holiday bargain for all of yous out there, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a reminder that it's okay to pivot and change plans when needed. Some idiot decided to shoplift from a Walmart near Richmond, Virginia. Hey, where you used to live.
I like that town.
On Sunday, while an annual Shop with a Cop event was going on. Isn't that
during
smart?
During the event?
32-year-old Hector Maldonado pulled into
Hector.
The park. Why do I feel like I've read that name before? Why do I feel like, you know, you don't put it past those people that give us these stories,
No, they
right?
might make them up. But also, Mike, maybe they just want to hear you do Jack Kent Cook.
Hector Maldonado.
Now we're talking.
He pulls into the parking lot. Around 40 marked police cruisers were lined up in front of him,
But he still went inside and tried to walk out with a $1,400 worth of stuff.
Dummy.
God. Around 50 cops were inside the store shopping with kids, and they were all in uniform. But instead of choosing a different store, he went for it anyway. A Walmart employee said they saw Hector hiding items and trying to leave the store with them. So the cops spread out and surrounded him. My God. He tried to escape through the back, but they chased him down and got him in custody. A police spokesman said they were stunned he did it, since there's no way he could have missed the fact that the place was crawling with cops. It turned out that he... Hold on. I got a text. I have to check this.
Sure.
Let me see. All right. Okay.
I bet it's from...
She'll pick up Michael. She's a good egg.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Let me just call her. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
You know what's amazing, Mike, is after the arrest, Hector Maldonado graduated magna cum laude from VCU.
Amen. That's good for Hector.
It is good for Hector. You know, eye on the prize.
Oh, not FaceTime. I didn't want
FaceTime. Oh, and then you could see her pretty face.
I don't want FaceTime. God damn. Okay, that's not working either.
Mike, it doesn't help you. And it's still ringing, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I'm such an ass.
No. Mike, life has handed you lemons today.
It has. In the last 24 hours, it has.
I hate to sound like an ancient greeting card.
I'm going to put you on speaker again because I happen to be doing the
show. Hi, Carla.
Again. Rob says hi. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
Mike,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I can't do this right now.
Oh, you can't?
I will pick up Michael. I have to go.
Bye.
Love, exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you.
I'm sorry.
And love. You know what's great, though, Mike? At least she picks up for you.
I know. Thank you.
That will go away eventually. But Carrie used to answer my calls.
What?
Now I don't even get an answering machine.
What a great... Well, let's put on the reverb again. What a great day it's been. What a great mood I'm in. Oh, it's almost like being in love.
Mike, I know you want to do the podcast, but I can't do this right now.
I know.
I got to go.
Thank you. She's washing faces. I understand. Finally today, under a new law in Belgium, the first of its kind in the world, the sex workers will be entitled to official employment contracts, health insurance, pensions, maternity leave, and sick days. Essentially, it'll be treated like any other job. It's an opportunity for us to exist as people, according to sex worker Sophie.
Sophie.
I don't know if that's her name.
That sounds like a name from Mr. Rogers.
It's, sex worker Sophie.
It's sex worker Sophie and King Friday.
Sorry. Sex worker Sophie. Let's see. Sex work was decriminalized in Belgium in 2022. It's legal in several countries, including Germany, Greece, and the Netherlands and Turkey.
Yeah, buddy.
Greece. Let's see. Establishing employment rights and contracts is a global first. Pimps who control sex work will be allowed to operate legally under the new law, provided they follow strict rules.
Yes.
Anyone who has been convicted of a serious crime will not be allowed to employ sex workers. This is good news, because now they will only have the really good pimps that they will be working with.
You know, Mike, I remember the last time I called sex worker Sophie on the phone, and she said, I can't do this right now.
Oh, my, I've got a really great day to look forward to today. Yes, I do. Thank you. We'll take a break.
It gets better and better.
Oh, we'll come back with Rob's Jukebox Miracle right after this, everybody. Hey! 'Tis the season to win the coveted Spiewak fruitcake.
Oh, do
it. This isn't your grandma's fruitcake, ladies and gentlemen. It's better. For just $5, you can snag a shot at owning one of Rob Spiewak's legendary homemade fruitcakes. There are only 5 fruitcakes available this year. We are bidding on them, and we are also raffling them off. Only one of them is up for grabs in this exclusive cocktail hour raffle. The exclusivity has never been higher. One person will win a fruitcake. And each $5 entry gets your name on the spinning wheel. That's worth
spinning
the fun
wheel
right there. It's the, the spinning, I hope I don't throw up. It's the spinning wheel of fate. And we'll spin it live. We'll do it live during the cocktail hour this Saturday night to crown the lucky winner. You need not be present to win, but you do need to grab a raffle ticket. So don't be a piker. Pony up and take a chance on a fruitcake so delightful, you'll be dreaming about it until next Christmas. As Rob likes to say, it's not just a fruitcake, it's a spiewak. See, he doesn't do funny little jokes when he's selling his thing. He doesn't make a little silly joke like he makes me say about me. Spin to win, because this year, fruitcake is the ultimate prize. Here's the best part. A portion of the purchase price will be donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So, the more you bid, the more we give to LLS. And that will truly make you feel merry this holiday season. Bid with confidence, bid early, bid often, Reddit
Bidding is
whip.
Open right now.
Oh,
Mike.
Reddit Whip not included.
Reddit Whip is the website where they make a list about whipped cream. But bidding is open right now. If you go to michaelmarishow.com and click store, you can get your you can buy your tickets.
Focus,
and thank you for supporting.
Focus, Mike. Focus, focus, focus.
Mike, I'll tell
focus.
You something that'll distract you. It'll be like that earworm thing yesterday.
Okay.
After I cut into the first fruitcake, I only ate about a third of it, and I put it back in the fridge, sealed up. And it's amazing over the first week, they get better because the flavors incorporate.
Yeah,
and the bite I had last night was, who was the guy that you went to college with that said fries and gravy was sex?
Joe Chris.
Yeah, this
and
fruitcake
last
night.
And it was a Polish spelling, like K-R-Y-S-Z-Z. You know those kind of names?
Yeah,
Joe
trust
Chris,
me,
goes,
Mike, I come from those
man,
kind
fries
of names.
On gravy. You ever had fries on gravy with fries? It's sex.
Well, this is what this fruitcake was. It's so amazing. If you're going to buy a ticket, please buy two tickets. Thank you. And, Mike, I want to tell you about my jukebox, if I may. Because I
know
you need.
Somehow puts me in a better frame of mind.
I think it will.
To all of the listeners being so totally distracted today with my Comcast and my golf balls and my sick kid. I have a pathetic life. Yes.
As Telly Savalas would say, totally, totally distracted.
Yes. Yeah. So you love your jukebox. You've got
it's
a real one.
It's one
of
my favorite things.
It's
yeah.
one of your favorite items. You've loved it for many, many years. How long have you had your jukebox? Long time.
I got it when Jabril was like 6 or 7. So probably almost 20 years now. And I had a jukebox before that, but not a showpiece like this. This is a 1962 Wurlitzer. If you want to Google it, it's a 2610. You can see the record on the carousel through the glass. You get to see the records play. The records actually play vertically, which is so cool.
If I'm coming to your house, for the holidays, or for any occasion, I think that'd be a real conversation piece. You keep it down in your man area, though, right?
It's probably 7 feet from me right now. It's right around the corner.
Okay, very cool.
And as a rule, I keep it on because it has beautiful lights in it and everything. But it's been mocking me because I had a day of beauty for my jukebox last spring where Pinball Paul, who is, the elusive but sort of mastermind behind electronic home entertainment in this area.
Is
not
Pinball
many people,
Paul skinny?
Yes, yeah. I can send you a picture of him if you like.
Right. No, that's not needed.
I did take a picture of him the last time that he was fixing my jukebox because he's important. He's the only guy I've ever found that comes in home to do repairs.
Does he wear like a jester hat and bright clothing and show up at your door and go, "I'm Pinball Paul"?
No, Mike, he looks like one of the deputies on Reno 911. Very short.
Did you give him the nickname Pinball Paul or
no,
did he give himself the nickname?
It's on his business cards.
Pinball
Paul. And he was recommended to me by the guy who. See, my jukebox, I told you yesterday about the fact that Wurlitzer used to destroy jukeboxes in order to sell more jukeboxes.
Yes.
Well, one of the reasons mine is so pristine is mine never lived in a bar or a tavern, mine was in a record store. When it was built in 1962, and it lived in a record store for like 20 years, and then it went home to home. So it's in pretty good shape for something that's, 62 years old now. Mm-hmm. And the last time I had Paul out, he didn't have the right needle for me. And I like to change out my needle once a year, even though I don't put as much wear on it as it's needed. Just try to stay ahead of it.
What is it? It's not like a regular turntable needle, right? It's a heavy
duty. No, it's a heavy duty deal. And it's actually the one that I use has two sides because on some models, that's how it determines which record it plays. It'll go on the right side.
Explain that to me again. I'm not sure I understand that.
Sometimes this needle actually has two sides because I think it's the Seberg model. The record doesn't flip, the stylus flips. If it comes at it on this side, it's side A, and if it comes at it on this side, it's side B.
All right.
But mine is just a one-sided needle, and I didn't have it. And Paul came out and he oiled everything and he got it in good shape.
You're not kidding.
Right. And he said,
I'm ready now.
He said, you can order the needle from this place. This is your model number. It just snaps in. I said, great. Thank you, Paul. Have a great day. And so I ordered the needle and it was like, you know, it's not much, like 12, 13 bucks. And I go and I take out the old needle because why am I going to need the old needle?
Is he expensive? Because he's a specialty mechanic. Is he expensive?
He's charged about $100 an hour, but he's never been here for more than an hour. And I always tip him. Okay. I always tip him big. So,
all right.
So he comes. I put it in, and not only does the music sound like crap, but now the record only plays about 2/3 before it rejects. So
So Pinball Paul, the guru of pinball machines and jukeboxes, has made some sort of error.
Yeah, his error was trusting me. He said, all you need to do is order this needle and clip it in.
Oh, so he tells you can put it in yourself.
Yeah, and I
did it. And you've never done it before.
No. Okay. And I just totally mess up not only the sound, but the mechanics. Just by going, snap. That's it. That's all I did.
Do you think you've broken something at this point?
I don't know. I think it's just not seated right. Because the mechanics, the actual, you know, picking up, selecting of the record and replacing the record, it works. But I think what's happened is I've messed up the reject setting, Mike. And that's when the record finishes playing and that's when it advances.
Okay.
Like an old mechanical turntable, right?
Yeah, right?
And as you know, many of us involved with the show have been on sort of a cash freeze. And so I haven't had a chance to have this fixed. I got another needle that I have standing by. I have a replacement bulb to go in because if you have them out, you might as well put in a new bulb because you don't want it to burn out. And since May, I've been looking at my jukebox and sometimes it's on with its pretty colors, but I know I can't play anything on it.
Since May?
Yeah, it mocks me. It mocks me.
Because you're not ready to pony up the bucks to have him come
right,
out.
Right. And I just, oh, God. And you know what? I can deal with it until Christmas because one of my favorite Christmas traditions is loading it
I'm
with
sorry
Christmas
that this
records.
Has happened to you. I'm sorry. Nah. That sucks.
But you know what? You deal with it. And
it's your favorite toy.
It is my favorite toy. And here's one thing that made it even worse, Mike. I need to turn for one moment. Hold on.
All right. Okay. Oh, there's all
because
your stuff.
Because of Record Store Day.
You get a lot of toys.
They put out a new Frank Sinatra 45 of Jingle Bells, and I can't wait
to
play
on
the jukebox.
Oh, my favorite, the definitive best version of Jingle Bells ever recorded. Can we agree on that one?
Yeah, I love it.
I think it's the best. Is that the jazzy one?
J-I-N-G-L-E
Bells. Yeah,
and so this has not been out on a single in 50 years, and they put it out, and I can't wait to load it in the jukebox. And not only, Mike, is it beautiful to listen to, look at that. Green vinyl. How pretty
cool.
is that?
Very cool. And one of my favorites. Absolutely.
So it's after Thanksgiving. It's a little late. Paul gets booked up. He's older. He doesn't work a lot of days anymore. And I said, you know what? I can't stand this. And I called him. And it rung three times. And obviously, it rang three times. And obviously, I must be at least one of his preferred customers because he picks up the phone and says, hi, Rob.
Okay.
And I'm like, yes.
Well, it's probably not a huge community, Rob.
I know, but still, you know what?
What if he answered it like this? What if he...
What? Ring.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, it's probably not that far off.
That was a long way to go for that.
But he said, oh, man, I don't work Mondays anymore. And I said, yeah, I just really wanted to get this thing up and running for Christmas. He said, I guess I can work a Monday for you. What about next week between 11 and noon? I'll come out and get you up and running. And I said, that would be awesome. So Pinball Paul is coming to my home next Monday. So Monday night, I will have Christmas music via Darlene. That's the name of my jukebox in my basement. And that is a miracle because sometimes he doesn't answer.
I thought it was going to be like you pressed a button and suddenly everything worked. I didn't think that.
No,
that was
no.
a very disappointing outcome.
Because you don't like the miracle?
No, it's not a miracle. You ended up paying a guy to come out and service you, and it doesn't work. Miracle would have been you press a button, and all of a sudden the problem that you had since May, because it's Christmas, you loaded another record in there, and I'm just telling you, you can't put miracle on stories that are just There's no miracle
what about my,
involved.
My Christmas happenstance, my Christmas occurrence.
No, it's just you called. You decided to finally call the guy, and he's going to come out and hopefully fix it.
No, don't put doubt in my mind. Don't put doubt in my mind, Mike.
I'm sorry, but I'm giving you the truth. No, and it's not a miracle. It's not a miracle until it's done.
All right, I've
set
the table.
When's he coming out?
Monday, December 9th, between 11 and noon. That's his window. And Mike, not only that.
He has a window too.
Mike, not only that, he's putting fiber optics in my jukebox.
Good luck with that. You know
Thank
my
you.
Luck with that. Now, I have one thing to say before we go to break.
Yeah,
here.
Please do.
All right.
Please.
I want to ask you this question. Now, the picture I showed you of my golf balls.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. It did not look to be the same type of package I normally get when I get them. It's normally in a cardboard type box without any writing on it, and all of the stop laughing.
I just want people to know that are just tuning in, we're back to the golf balls now.
I have to share this. I have to share this.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where is it? I have to tell you this, Rob.
Okay.
Right, so this morning, in the middle of this show, now,
yes.
Okay, let me get back to what I'm saying, because this is important to me. And
I
I'm
understand.
Gonna get, you know what? I'm going to have a crap day anyway. You know it. You heard her.
I did.
Know what kind of day I'm going to have, all right?
Yeah.
And I might, by the way, my favorite sport might be back burner today. I might have to cancel, and probably that's going to happen, but maybe not.
You might throw up at the golf course?
I can do the dishes. I can do the laundry. I can come in here and do the show. I can do my 44 different side hustles that we do in this house, but I certainly can't go out and hit the egg if somebody pukes in the courtyard. That's the way that goes
Mike,
down.
Make me this promise. If for some reason you do go golfing today and you do exhibit pangs of nausea, please try to throw up in one of the holes.
So here it is. The picture.
Yes.
The picture that I showed you, but it was blurry and I couldn't
You've
zoom
been
in
examining
because I don't need
it,
a battery for my thing. The picture did not look exactly. Did it say Vice Golf on it? Yes.
Yes.
But it was a box. And that's normally a cardboard box that comes in. It was a box with writing on it, with designs on it all. And then there was a bag next door to it. All right? So that didn't look right to me. So this morning, 8:14, FedEx, your package is out for delivery today. Is there a chance that the real package went, oh, by the way, and this was the scheduled day that's been on the order for the whole run.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that the real one is coming to my house, actually?
Yes, absolutely. And it's probably because you called them.
Okay.
And it'll come, and like it always does, Mike, in a plain cardboard box written on it, it will say two.
Condoms.
And no, it'll say two Disc Jockey USA.
Well, congratulations on your miracle.
Hey, come on. You know what? It's a big deal.
Please update us. Update us. No, you made a service call. It wasn't a miracle, and he's going to charge you, right? He's not giving you the service, right?
You never know.
That would be a miracle.
That would be a miracle.
You fixing it yourself. Have you thought about diving in there and maybe trying to fix
Mike,
it yourself?
Mike, I want you to review the tape and note that the reason it's broken is me. So no, I did not have the opportunity to correct the problem.
I understand, Bruce. We're going to come back and talk about R-rated movies because
makes me very happy.
When we were children, we really, really loved R-rated movies. No, we didn't.
What? What are you talking about?
What's an R-rated movie you snuck into as a kid or you got into as a kid?
Yes.
We'll discuss ours, and it will date me like you would not believe, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen up, holiday maniacs. How would you like to lose those holiday pounds before you gain them? DermGlow Skin has the help you need, and it's delivered right to your front door. They now offer microdosing with semaglutide or tirzepatide. No BMI requirement needed. Perfect if your BMI is too low for traditional weight management, but you still want the benefits. Just hit the longevity tab at dermglowskin.com to explore. But that's not all. You can level up with PT-141 for enhanced sexual health, B12 for a natural energy boost, NAD Plus to tap into the fountain of youth, and Samorolin and Synapsin to banish brain fog. Everything ships straight to your door, so there's no reason to wait. Plus, act now for amazing Cyber Monday pricing.
Yes.
Remarkable discounts site-wide, and they expire at midnight tonight. Don't miss out. Have questions? Carla's got you covered. Start your journey to a better you. Age well with peptides. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I've lost so much weight that now I can watch my chestnuts roasting on an open fire without a mirror. Zang. Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
That's I have to apologize. Much. That's very shock jockery. I don't know about that line.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that'll be right. Hey, you brought this to my attention the other day.
Yeah, we were talking about it over Thanksgiving.
Not sure how you
house.
Got it or what happened, but it's about R-rated movies. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
I actually was talking to the family about this, and it came from a story of me and my mom, but I threw it around to the kids. Reddit, I found a list about movies that you saw that were R-rated that you probably shouldn't have seen as a kid. And the one that came up for me is the movie The Doors, the Oliver Stone movie. And it was, you know, a very good representation of The Doors' career, and I really liked
you
their
were,
music.
You were almost an adult,
no,
weren't you?
No, I was,
you?
I think, 12 or 13 when it came out.
God, I'm so much older than you.
You
I
mean, are,
sometimes
you are.
Sometimes it's really God.
But I said to my mom, I said, this would be a good movie to go see. And she said, yeah, I like The Doors, too. I didn't realize there was going to be so much a drug-fueled sex and BJ comedy in the movie that it made it very
awkward.
Is there
awkward. A lot of nudity in The Doors? I don't remember if
quite a bit of
saw
nudity,
it.
And one of the key points is whether or not Jim Morrison exposed himself at a concert, and it leaves it up to the viewer to decide. But it was just, shall we say, uncomfortable to watch with one's mother. But the music was great. And so I was wondering, Mike, if there's any movie that you saw in a situation like that that put you in a weird situation.
The thing that happened, and I don't know how this happened at Showcase Cinemas, but, and that, by the way, that was in Manchester, Connecticut, where we used to go. And
that's where all the big premieres were, right?
Oh, for our town, yeah. Yeah. And by the way, I have multiple memories of Showcase Cinemas. The one that sticks out is the Blues Brothers movie and how people were out of their minds about it.
But
out
of their 80, mind. That,
it was the first time. It was the first time I was ever really aware of movies that were so incredibly popular that you couldn't get to see them on a Friday night.
Right.
That they would all sell out. And after I saw it, finally. We were all driving out of the parking lot, all of us high schoolers. Because what was the year for the Blues Brothers?
80, I think. 1980?
No, I don't think so.
78,
I think it would have been
maybe?
Early. Probably 78.
I'll get you a true answer here.
But double check it. It might even be, because I was back in town. Maybe I saw it on college break. Maybe I did.
1980 is the
1980.
Year.
So I did see it on college break. And everybody, like, we used to call them hole shots, where you burned rubber coming out of the parking lot.
Yeah, sure.
Because of those incredible chase scenes, that's the way they do it. But getting back to the same
so
multiplex.
Everybody was driving really quick after the Blues Brothers.
Everybody
movie.
Was trying to recreate the, you know, because we were all charged up after seeing that great chase scene where they destroyed some movie record for cars where they did that. My
the William
memory,
J. Daly Center, Mike.
All right, look this up. Look up Serpico. And tell me when Serpico, because we'll do the math and find
73.
Out. 73.
Yeah, right. 1973. Yeah.
1973. I would have been, let's see, 13,
24. Oh, 13? 13. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
13 years old. And I don't know how it worked, and I don't know who I was with, but I know that when you're walking down the hallway, I knew for some reason I was supposed to go to some kids' movie. And I knew that Serpico was an R-rated movie, and I snuck into Serpico.
Oh,
and
good for you.
And by the way, this is just at the beginning of, you know, your formative horniness, which is just becomes the driving force in your life at all times. You know, you just can't stop the hormones.
Right.
And so I slid into Serpico.
Gross.
And it was, you know, it was so R. It was so
it might,
70s
it was like
R. You know?
A hard R.
Hard
as
R.
As I recall, there is female nudity, but it's handled in a way where it's not really sexy. So you would really have to be.
No, it was sexy. There's a scene, the one that I remember, and I don't remember any others. The scene is he's in the bathtub with his girlfriend. And
oh, okay. Okay.
Her nippy whippies are poking out of the tub water. And this little 13-year-old is just in the theater going, huh, huh, huh. He's not really going, huh, huh. He's more like, huh, wow.
Yeah.
I was hooked after that particular time. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sitting here. I think I probably looked left, right as soon as the boobies came on the screen because I wanted to see if anybody was going to grab me by the shoulder and said, out of the car, young man. I really thought that that was going to go down.
If I remember right, Animal House was it was released long enough ago that there was like a year later, a re-release. They did that before A's.
That was 1980, right?
Yeah, around there. I think my dad took me to see Animal House when I was like 10.
That's great nudity, too.
That's some great nudity. But you know what? I do remember it being funny.
The nudity is great, but the nudity is overwhelmed by the great comedy.
Yeah,
because
you're right.
When Belushi is on that ladder and he's sliding, he's jumping that ladder down
to make it move down,
and then he falls. Fantastic, absolutely
also,
incredible.
Another one that I probably saw too soon. I don't think it ever hurt me. Was many, many years ago, probably 1977 or 8. Media General was the cable company in Fairfax County, and they didn't offer cable TV, but what they offered was a coax coming into your house that would give you the network channels via, you know, a master antenna and HBO, or as it was called back then, home box office.
Did Comcast have anything to do with it?
I don't know if Media General was ever absorbed by Media General or Comcast or not.
F them!
But they would come out with a guide, and they would only have like 15 movies they'd show all month.
Mm-hmm.
And over one summer, probably when I was 6 or 7, I watched Jaws like 70 times because it just kept coming on television.
Right.
And to a point where I remembered being scared like the first time I watched it.
Right.
And then by the time I'm just totally, it's totally worn me down. There's not a scary thing.
Yeah,
in it,
and now a 3-year-old would be taken to see Jaws.
Yeah,
you know?
But I mean, it's still a great film.
Actually,
but
that's
was
not true. We kept Michael from Jaws for a good long while.
Because of where you live.
We just kept him from him because we thought it was inappropriate. It might freak him out a little bit.
I will
tell you that being the youngest between my sister and my 5 cousins, absolutely the youngest, I could list the movies that I was prohibited from going to see in Ellsworth. I have 3 of them that come to my Jaws
now, quick
is on
question,
that list.
Before you do that, did you take the Catholic Herald that told you what movies you could and couldn't see in your family?
They were not that over the top. But
okay, good. Okay.
My mom shielded me from I remember absolutely being devastated that I could not go in with John, Ellen, Mary, Billy, and Teddy. All of them. And Kathy, that's 6. 6 out of the 7 are loaded up in the car going to see that movie. I can't go see. Ready for this?
Yeah.
And you might want to check today. Bonnie and Clyde. Didn't get to go see Bonnie and Clyde.
68, I think. 67 or 8.
Didn't get to go see The Exorcist. Get to see that
that's
one.
That's on the list about movies that kids see too soon. Yeah.
And then the other one was Jaws. I remember I couldn't go see it. Those
wow.
were 3 movies I was not allowed. When did Jaws come out? When was Jaws?
76 or 7, I think.
Okay. Wait a minute. I would have been 18, so maybe it wasn't Jaws. Maybe that's why I was wearing the helmet.
Michael, you need to stay home and work on your project.
All I remember is, I was sitting at home and wearing a helmet and eating a giant bowl of Rocky Road ice cream.
Mike, it was 75. I'm sorry. I missed.
Still,
you could have driven to the theater.
That's it. I want to go. Rocky Road.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And for what it's worth, I showed Bonnie and Clyde to Robert when he was like 5. He loved it.
Oh, great movie. Fantastic movie. We'll take a break and come back with some beautiful video. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Comcast Xfinity puking Vice Golf Ball Mike O'Mara show, and we'll be back in just a sec, everybody.
Vice.
Don't miss out. It's the 2024 Mike O'Mara Show Christmas Ornament. Your house will look extra festive when you deck the halls with us. You can bring holiday cheer to every American with this mini replica of the iconic TMOS campfire mug. Display them both side by side, just like Paul Winchell and his incorrigible ventriloquist dummy, Jerry Mahoney. Both dead.
Yes.
Dummy and ventriloquist.
Yes.
It's perfect for decorating the tree, the office, or any place that needs a touch of show spirit. It comes with a custom loop, so it's ready to hang and comes standard in a Holly Jolly gift box that you can eat. Get one for yourself and one for a loved one. Act fast. Supplies are extremely limited. And if you've collected our yearly ornaments every December, this is the only way to get the one to make your set complete. Remember to buy your 2024 TMOS Christmas ornament at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It not only makes a great shot glass, you can use it as a handy nose warmer. Yeah, you got to put a little tissue in it. And it fits all sizes from stone to Adrian Brody. Jesus. It's a real piss missile.
Emma Stone.
Okay, very good.
Tiny button nose to Adrian Brody's big nose.
You were. I think you might have been drinking last night. Anyway,
no,
that's
no,
it.
No.
Get the thing and play the thing. We're
Thank
ready
you.
For this.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
The best music. WABC.
I don't know how to feel about this because it's kind of neat, but it is really over the top. Tom Hanks styled promotion. Ariana Grande was on the Drew Barrymore program.
Yeah.
And, you know, she plays one of the witches. She plays the good witch in Wicked, Ariana does, or Ariana. And they made a presentation to her. And I just, it seems so manufactured, but it's kind of neat, too. She actually let her hold the original wand of Glinda, the good witch, from the 1939 Wizard of Oz.
I have something that's extremely exciting and special. It was owned by the Smithsonian, and now it's
about?
Owned in private hands. But for the purposes of our sit-down, they loaned it to us. Bring out the original Glinda
okay,
wand, please.
Some bad acting here.
Thank you, Angel. I'm just going to take you right over here, honey.
All right, Drew. Jesus. I mean,
and all right,
look,
Ariana.
I can get Ariana. She's just done the movie. She's probably, it means something because she played the role. But Drew?
Yeah, I know.
Blech.
Have you ever happened on that show quite by accident in the afternoon?
Never had the pleasure.
It's
no.
Not great.
Okay. Yeah. It
but,
doesn't surprise me.
Anyway,
really.
I mean, that's some pretty over-the-top marketing there.
We have gotten the very special Glinda the Good Witch wand for you, Ariana.
Are those real tats that she's got on her hand?
I think
are
so.
Those real?
Okay. How did Drew talk clearer when she actually was missing teeth in E.T. than she
this,
does now?
I don't understand. There it is. Thank you.
Yeah. The original wand, Drew.
This from Glinda. I'm massacring that. Yes, move on to our
All
next
All right,
video.
Very good. There was a big truck thief going. This was in Europe. I think it was in England. And, you know, I think thieves just target big 18-wheelers and grab them because the truck is worth money. But if there's good cargo in it, think of the extra bonus of selling all the stuff that's in the truck.
So
right?
They randomly will hijack a truck without
exactly.
knowing what's in it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, you know, right. And so the truck is good money, but what if it's filled in? What if the back was filled with gold bullion? That would be a great day for a thief.
Okay.
Bad if what's in your truck is $32,000 worth of pies.
Do you think it was the vehicle and the pies just happened to be in it, or do you think they actually wanted the pies?
I think it was the vehicle. I'm trying to find a bit of humor in it, and I'm just imagining these guys who thieved a van, and when they've opened up the back and found 2,500 pies and custard and gravy in it, and how on earth are they going to move that? They've got my name written all over them, so they're not really a very saleable object, I don't think.
I That's love funny. The fact that he says they thieved some pies.
That's the British thing. They thieved it. They yeah, thieved they it. And thieved I guess it. They were savory pies, but they said custard too. So
yeah.
I wonder if they're savory and sweet pies. I'm not sure.
If they were, I'd steal them myself. Is there anything better than the mix?
Rob and Mike running down the street. Break in.
$32,000 worth of pie.
We thieved them. We thieved some custard pies.
Let's do a couple more here. Don't you love when a church is well protected by the pastor? The pastor can have a strong moral code that can protect the church, but when it's broken into, what you need is a tough guy pastor.
The Ooh, windows of Antioch's Family First Church are boarded up tonight after a scary early morning break-in. Church pastor Nick Neves responded to a burglar alarm in the wee hours of the morning, only to come face-to-face with the intruder, who had used an axe to smash his way in.
Oh, wow. And I shouted at him to stop and that the police were going to be on the way. And he ran and I grabbed a hold of him and we ended up wrestling in the parking lot of the church.
Little did the burglar know, Pastor Neves is trained in martial arts.
Ah, so I like that. Karate pastor.
He attacked a guy who had an axe and was able to keep all the money for
the church.
That's
pretty cool. He'll be famous. He'll be
famous
for a long time. Not sure about that church, though, kind of looked like a warehouse. You know, they got them all. Is it one of those strip mall churches? Do you have those up in Virginia now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It looks like it. And it also looks like they might have been, like, taking collections in a Hello Kitty bank. I don't know what that thing
that was
broken
odd.
On the floor.
But it's a cool pastor.
Good for him. Good for him. Now, let's close with this. As you know, Mike, I don't like birds as a rule. I really hate owls. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the fact that, like, parrots, like, if you were to have an African gray or a Norwegian
blue. You don't like parrots?
No, because they live a long time. I don't trust an animal that lives, like, 80 years.
So
I don't live 80 years.
So you will never trust, a tortoise?
No.
Okay.
Mike, screw them all.
Screw them all.
This girl has a parrot, and this is actually, if you look on your socials, this is a trending topic. Birds that pull out loose teeth. So this is a young girl who has a loose tooth.
Hello.
And this, to me, sent me in a direction I didn't like, because this is just wrong.
Hi, guys. I'm here with Nellie, and I have my last loose tooth, and I'm going to see if she'll pull it again.
Okay, this tooth is really loose.
Oh, it's really ready to go.
Okay, and here's, it looks like an African gray putting his beak in her mouth.
She got it!
That's spectacular! That is spectacular. Replay.
Okay,
replay.
You want to replay.
Replay.
All right.
Absolutely amazing.
But what kind of scared me is that once the parrot latched on, she kind of had to pull the parrot.
Okay, but he's getting in there to the correct tooth.
I know. Grabbing it, holding it.
And she puts her hand up. She's just putting her hand up there because he's really digging into it.
I don't like birds. I don't like loose teeth. That probably, Mike, is the video representation making me feel the way that you feel right now.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that video. That's spectacular. Yeah. We got to get out of here. We really, really want to wish our good friend, Mr. Soroka,
feel better,
a
Josh.
Speedy, speedy recovery. Hope you feel better and you're back with us tomorrow, Josh. Don't forget, this coming Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we are going to be doing our Christmas cocktail party with our raffle for the fruitcake. And much more fun.
15th anniversary show, Mike. It truly is.
And I think I'm going to be enjoying some fabulous naked wines while I'm doing that.
I will have, Mike, are you ready for my announcement? Martinelli's sparkling cider this time.
It's not a miracle. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. For Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
It's kind of a miracle.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know, morons.
We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
I don't